Let us pray. O God of mercy, your grace comes to us in darkness and mystery. Your call leads us into the unknown. We know we will resist. Speak to us anyway, Lord. Let your word come to life in us and lead us into the realm of your grace. Amen. A reading from Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your parents' house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. The word of life.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's gospel in the third chapter. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a leader of the people, and he came to Jesus in the night. And he said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent from God, for no one could do these signs that you do apart from God." Jesus said to him, "Listen to this. No one can see the realm of God without being born anew from above." Nicodemus said, "How do you be born after you've already grown old? Can you enter your mother's womb a second time and be born?" Jesus said, "Listen, no one can enter the realm of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Don't be alarmed that I said to you, you all must be born anew from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you cannot see where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with those who are born of the Spirit." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to disappear. So fast. Because Beth and I will get a call that our first grandchild is about to be born, and we are out of here. We're going to be in New Jersey so fast. And then what's going to happen is that there will be this little guy, actually this big guy. He's already 9.5 pounds. And I will hold him in my arms, and I will love him. Whether the labor is easy and quick or long and hard and miserable, I will love him. And whether he's born with all 10 of his fingers and 10 of his little toes and everything's perfect, or he has some problems, I will love him. And as time goes on, I bet I will keep on loving that little boy. Whether he's being this sweet, angelic little guy cooing in my arms or barfing all over me, I will love him. That's what it is to be born again. When Jesus talks about being born again, he does not mean being a conservative Christian. That's not what that means. It doesn't mean to believe certain things about God. It doesn't mean to have had this stirring emotional conversion experience. It doesn't mean that you've asked Jesus into your heart. You might have, But that was a long time ago. To be born anew, all over again, from God, means every moment to be given life by God, to let God birth you into a brand new life as a new person, and to let God hold you as I'm going to hold that little boy sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and simply be excited for whatever comes next. It's hard work. There is some labor involved. And it doesn't come instantly. People sometimes can tell you the day that they were born again. And I tell you, yeah, but have you been born again? Because it's not about the past. It's about being delivered into the present moment, fresh, all over again. And here's the hard part. We leave all that old stuff behind us. There comes a point when that baby leaves behind all that surrounds him. He leaves behind that placenta, that umbilical cord is cut, and he moves into a new reality. So we leave behind a lot of old stuff. Sometimes the hard work of repentance that we do during Lent is not so much feeling bad about all the mistakes that we're making, but simply letting them go. Just let them go. The guilt we feel for all the stuff we've done wrong, we leave that behind. That is not born with us. We cut that. The shame that you feel, those feelings of inadequacy, the times when you've been made to feel like you don't belong or convinced that you don't have to offer what other people have, or there's something wrong with you, we leave that behind. Doesn't mean that we don't have wounds or sorrows. Doesn't mean that we don't have memories or that we carry hopes with us from moment to moment, from year to year. It simply means that we are allowed to start over fresh each moment, every breath. The word for breath and spirit and wind are all the same in Greek and in Hebrew. So in those biblical languages, they know every time you take a breath, that respiration is inspiration. You receive the Spirit of God. Jesus says you are born again. The hard part is that when we are created all over again, brand new, then God gives us new lives that are not necessarily attached to all the old habits that we've become familiar with. It's a lot like Abram being called by God to leave his homeland and go to a place that God couldn't even describe to him, couldn't even name it. Just said, well, I'll show you when you get there. We are led into these new lives in which what we have is our presence in this moment and the Spirit of God. All of that forgiveness, all of that blessing is ours, and we start fresh over. And then we find ourselves drawn into new things. Going new places, being God's love in this world in new ways that we haven't done before. But in this new life, there's nobody telling us that we can't. There's only God holding us with this delight, excited for whatever comes next. So where is that wind blowing in your life? Where do you feel those birth pangs of something new coming on? Where do you hear the voice of God calling you out of that familiar place where you've always been into something brand new that you won't know won't recognize till God says, "This is it." In this season of Lent, we stop and we wait to feel where that wind is blowing us. We listen for that voice that's calling us into a new life, knowing that behind that voice is great delight and real excitement for whatever is going to come next. So we pray that Jesus will help us to listen for that voice. So will you pray with me our Lenten breath prayer 3 times? Jesus, help us listen. Jesus, help us listen. Jesus, help us listen. Jesus, help us listen. God of love, we thank you for the new birth that you give us each moment, each breath. And we pray that we might allow ourselves to be born anew from you, over and over. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.